T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So how far in advance, Sarah, would you plan?
So I usually, for Disney, we go to Disney once a year. I do that a year out. But we are leaving for a cruise on Thursday, and that's been planned for 2 years.
Oh, I love that. Where are you cruising?
Carnival. We're leaving out of Port Canaveral and going to Grand Turk, the Dominican Republic, the Virgin Islands, and, oh, I can't, Puerto Rico.
Why 2 years? Is there a significant reason?
We're a family of six, so to plan a vacation and to make sure that we don't have to rob Peter to pay Paul gives us enough time to do everything that we want to do when we're on vacation.
Oh, I love that.
It helps us save our money.
Are you so crawling out of your skin to go on this vacation?
I sure am. Today's our last day of work.
Oh my gosh. What color are you going to, like, I love this. What color are you going to do your toes?
Oh, I already do it. I went yesterday. They're gold. Gold with sparkle.
Very nice. Great choice. Ooh, have a fun vacation.
Thank you so much.
So when are you planning your next one? So this one's Thursday. Then what?
This one's Thursday, and then we leave for Disney April 30th for my daughter's 7th birthday.
Oh, that is so cute. And then how far in advance will you plan the next vacation? You're a planner. You're like me.
Probably a year out, we'll go back to Disney.
Yeah. And am I right? Is it about it's about a year for airline tickets, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe around there, a little bit shorter.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you called. Thanks for listening to Kiss 98.5. Brittany, how far in advance do you plan a vacation?
I actually just planned a vacation like 2 weeks ago for April.
For April. Okay, so that's cool. And is that about the time frame that you usually do your vacations? Like it's February, so a couple months?
Yeah, it depends on like how much the airline tickets are.
Right, exactly. That's why like the sooner you book those, the cheaper flight you get. I'm glad you called. Thanks. Sarah, how far in advance do you plan your vacation?
We actually book when we are there for the following year.
Yeah, so you're like a lot of people. All right, so tell me about what kind of, are you cruising?
No, we go to Siesta Key every year.
Okay. Oh, I love Siesta Key.
Dickie V.
Oh, to be there right now would be fantastic.
Oh, I know. So you, what kind of place do you stay in? Are you staying at the condos on the beach, that kind of a place?
Yes, we stay right across the street from the public beach. I've been going every year ever since I was 3.
Oh,
so
nice.
Now I take my kids there, so it's a tradition, I guess.
I stayed at, I'm trying to remember the first one, but then we stayed at the Jamaica Royale, which is like, have you stayed there?
No, I haven't. We always stay at Crescent Royal, but I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, I know where Crescent Royal is too. Yeah, that's amazing. And so you plan your vacation every year, so there's something to look forward to. Tom, how about you? How far in advance do you plan your vacation?
It's spent, actually. I actually just planned a vacation 2 years ago for a 15-day cruise to Hawaii. It left LAX. It cruised to the islands and back. But we had 10 people on that cruise, so we took 2 years to plan it just to get everybody on the same page.
Was this a family thing? Who were these 10 people? Strangers?
Yeah, all my family and my wife's family.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, and when did you go?
Our cruise sailed in October until like the beginning of November.
Oh, that is so amazing.
That's great.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh my gosh. All right, so when I've been to Hawaii before, but not for a long time. But doesn't it seem like somebody's turned a light switch on when you go to Hawaii? Because I've never seen colors like that before.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, some of my favorite memories are going to be from there. I mean, it looks like a painting, like a Bob Ross painting. It's crazy how gorgeous it is.
All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Just for somebody listening right now, I feel like somebody's dying to know what cruise you did. So you went from Buffalo to where and then what?
So I flew from Buffalo to L.A. I took a direct flight with JetBlue.
Okay.
It goes direct, so that's nice, especially with kids. We had a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old with us.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it was wild. So it was good to do the direct flight there. We did one night in L.A. We have some cousins out there, so we got to visit them that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then it left L.A. It was Princess Cruises. It was the first time I cruised with them. They have Hawaii, 15-day Hawaii cruise that leaves L.A., cruises directly to Hilo, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to Hilo, Oahu, Maui, and Kauai. So you hit those four islands. And then it has a stop in Ensenada, Mexico on the way back. And then your 15th day, you're back in L.A.
Oh, my gosh. So how many days does it take to cruise from L.A. to Hawaii?
Five.
No kidding.
So you're on the water for a long time.
Yeah, and, you are.
Yeah, luckily they have the Princess ship we were on had enough to do. It wasn't like we usually cruise with Royal Caribbean,
uh-huh.
which is like way more fantastic, those ships. But they don't. Royal Caribbean doesn't go to Hawaii, so we couldn't go with them.
Got it.
Princess ships are a little older. The crowd is definitely more retirees. So mm-hmm. if you're like a young family, I wouldn't recommend doing that for the kids.
Okay.
Luckily, our kids were young enough, though. So 4 and 1, they're not very picky.
Yeah.
So that was kind of easy to entertain them with like books and stuff, but. I mean, if we had, like, teenagers, they would have been bored out of their minds.
That's good to know. That's good to know. Thank you so
yeah.
much. It sounds like it was so much fun. I'm so happy you got a chance to experience that. I love when people get the kind of vacation that they're hoping for. Ashley, you're on Kiss 98.5. How about you? How far in advance do you plan a vacation?
Well, typically we would plan about a year or so out. However, we just went to Disney 2 weeks ago, and we planned it in, like, a month.
Oh, no kidding.
My daughter just turned 6, and my husband's like, I really want to get out of Buffalo, so let's go to Florida. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, this is what's that, like, in the next like couple weeks, that's going to come over a lot of people where they're like, okay, we got to plan a trip. We got to get out of here because this weather's just going to get to everybody. It always does, you know?
Yeah, luckily, we were in Florida during the polar vortex.
Uh-huh.
So out of 6 days, my daughter could have missed school. She only missed 2.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Okay.
Lucky her.
Yeah, it was great.
And so for one, give me one Disney tip because it sounds like you know Disney.
One Disney tip, I guess with Hollywood Studios now having Toy Story Land,
mm-hmm.
you're going to wait a long time.
Waiting at Disney World, really?
What? Like a line?
What?
No.
Yeah. Like, we couldn't. There's a couple rides there that are brand new, and you can't really get fast passes for them.
I read about that.
In line for this new Slinky Dog ride for 2 hours.
Was it worth it?
But the kids were so excited. My son is 3, and he was, like, jumping up and down. He was so excited to go on the ride. So you can't not stand in a 2-hour line if he's that excited.
Oh, yes, you can.
So,
yes, you can. So you can pretend like
don't
Disney.
Deny the child.
You can pretend like Disney never existed and just not take your kids there like I did. No.
Yeah.
I did it once. I don't have it in me. You're a better woman than I. I'm telling you, Ashley, like, I couldn't do it.
A 2-hour lineup is not a selling feature.
I couldn't do it. I was like, wait, we're going to wait? We're going to stand here?
We're going to pay how much to stand in line?
And what?
Yeah.
I'm going to go on 6 rides and pay 100 and something dollars. No, but I know there's the Disney magic, but that's really cool. Thank you for the tip. Nicole, you're on Kiss 98.5. How far out do you plan a trip?
It really depends. We were just we're cruisers, and we were just on a cruise during that big snowstorm also, which was great.
Lucky.
We missed all of it. But we were on Royal Caribbean, and we booked another cruise for October while we were on the ship. Usually get really good deals when you book while you're on the ship for the next one.
I love that. How far into the booking do you go? Do you get all the way down to picking out your room?
Yes.
Yeah.
You pick out your room when you book. And we usually do Disney cruises, too, but now my kids are older, so they enjoy Royal Caribbean more.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, I think cruising is the way to go.
So you're a Royal Caribbean. Best itinerary you've ever done on Royal Caribbean?
Actually, so that was a cruise that just my husband and I took, and we did a Southern Caribbean out of Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Aruba, Belize, Curacao, somewhere else too. But it was like an 8-day cruise, and the Southern Caribbean, I like to go Southern or Eastern because the water is always warmer. Because we usually try to go in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stay Western, you know, it's usually like Mexico or Jamaica, and the water is a little bit cooler. I like it to be nice and warm and blazing hot.
I know. Right?
Yep.
I think we're all in that moment of where we're, okay, we're
just
ready.
Just cook
for
me alive for a few days. Yeah. I'll be very happy. Thank you.
Exactly. I'm glad you called, Nicole. Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.